You can put an air conditioner register in the closet to get some air circulation. You can leave a light bulb on all the time to absorb some of the moisture and dry it out. You can get some desiccant material. Some of it would be known as damp rid. You know, you hang them in the, they just absorb some moisture.
Sure.
Those kind of things. It all it is, it's just dead air that's humid in there. And the wall might get colds and outside wall, and you grow a little mildew on there. It's not a terrible mold thing, but it's lack of airflow is what it is.
Well, he goes on about his closet. Vince writes, if I cut off the top and bottom of that same closet door about an inch or so, will this allow the air to circulate?
Yeah, but it looked pretty stupid. But no, I mean,
well, what if he put a
a louvered door?
What? Or a louvered door, or he could cut a vent on the bottom, put a grill
on
there.
And usually, though, at the bottom, there's an old code requirement nobody ever follows, but you have to have an inch clearance between the bottom of the floor and the top of the finished floor, whether it's tile or carpet, but a full inch at the bottom. And the reason they do that is so air will circulate through an air-conditioned house as opposed to a closed-up house. It's just not something that's known, but that always helps. And when we do homes in very humid climates where you don't have a lot of air conditioning, you know, like in the subtropics or the tropics, literally they take these little cages and put a 25-watt light bulb on the floor of the closet and just leave it on all the time, and it dries the air out enough to where your clothes never get moldy, and your electricity usage is so tiny it's not a big deal. But there are tricks behind it, and the damp rid bags work well too.